We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking solely about the Washington fire that ignited on August 26th, its impacts, and the recovery process. We've been joined in talking to a panel of guests this weekend. We have Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats, Tuolumne County Community Development Director Quincy Yaley, the City Administrator for Sonora, Mary Rose Rudikanga, and Sonora Fire Chief Amy New. And Dory Beats, I'll turn back to you as Office of Emergency Services Coordinator. Any other additional information that you'd like to get out, or any other additional places where people can get resources?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, BJ. Tuolumne County website, we do have a dedicated Washington fire information page, and folks can go there. And on that particular page, we do have information about debris removal, where folks can get resources and assistance, donations, importance of safety precautions when returning home. So we do have that. We also have our public information line that is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 533-5151, where someone will help you through the process or give information and get you to the right place if need so. And I really have to say, BJ, that incredible coordination between our county and the city on all levels. And we really want to express our appreciation for that relationship and with our first responders, the fire enforcement throughout the county that have been assisting during this. But we also really, our hearts go out to those families that have been displaced and their homes were destroyed or damaged as a result of this. We understand that it's going to be a long process. We're in this process with you, and we hope to be able to answer and help those. So please, we would love for you to reach out to our information line or find those information and resources on the Washington Fire website within Tuolumne County.
Quincy Yaley, anything you'd like to add from a community development perspective?
Yeah, I just want to let the public know that, again, we should be hearing back from State Cal OES next week on what direction the cleanup process is going to officially take. We've been flooded with offers of help, which we're so grateful for, that there's individuals in our community and beyond that want to come in and start helping those who were living in the burn area on their cleanup. We're taking that information down. It's just a couple days premature because we need to make sure we understand what the state's response is going to be before we coordinate a local response if we need to. So if you're interested and you've been one of those individuals who's been reaching out to our county to say, hey, I've done hazmat cleanup before, or I have a company that does hazmat and we want to come in and help those, feel free to keep giving us that information. We're just sort of holding on to that for the right time if and when we need to do that. You can email or our county or call our information line with that information. It's 533-5151. If you're one of those individuals who has that capability and capacity to go out there and help the survivors and the individuals from this catastrophe. So just wanted to add that if you are interested in helping physically with the cleanup, just if you can hold off until we understand the direction from the state, and then we'll be reaching back out to the public to let them know what the next steps are.
We've got about a minute left on Motherlode Views. Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga, any other final comments you'd like to make?
You know, just final comments. You know, while our hearts go out to those that lost their homes in this fire, the city of Sonora is so grateful for the fire and law enforcement response that we saw in both the city of Sonora through the county fire and Cal Fire and those jurisdictions that responded as well. We know that Stanislaus County Sheriff, Calaveras County Sheriff also responded. And so we're just eternally grateful for that response. And we're also extremely grateful for the county through their Office of Emergency Services and the administrative offices in their cooperation with us to navigate the emergency response and now the recovery.
Well, we're going to have to end on that note. We've run out of time on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I want to thank our guests. We've been talking to Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga, the Fire Chief for the City of Sonora, Amy New, Quincy Yaley, who is the Community Development Director for Tuolumne County, and Dory Beats, who is the Coordinator for the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, giving us an update on what took place with the Washington Fire, the current situation, and looking ahead. And as it was mentioned on the show, a lot will be taking place over this next week as well. We're planning next week to do another update on the Washington fires. So you can hear the latest on this incident that happened here in the Tuolumne County community of Sonora and Jamestown. So tune in again next week on Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen. We thank you for joining us on this weekend's Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.